Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Oh, yeah. This is going in the other direction, buddy.
Okay.
I'll save that for you, big...
Save what?
I'll save that for you, big dog.
You didn't finish.
I know. I thought you were getting ready to say something.
I didn't know you were calling me big something, and yeah. I was waiting for what it was.
Okay.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I just need the Addy.
What?
I just need the Addy so I know where I'm going.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you
were
looking for Adderall.
No.
Okay.
Just the address. My bad. Hey, guy, I need the address. Could you give me the cross street that I know exactly where it is?
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Sex trafficking by force, fraud or coercion, and transportation to engage in prostitution.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
I'm not somebody that needs to flaunt my sex life.
Right. Wiggy,
I
don't flaunt
better.
My
right.
sex life.
Wiggy
I'm
is
just
the
proud of.
Greg, Wiggy is the sex talk, what Shime is the grab workout.
No. I'm just proud of it.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of. You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Show! All right.
Good morning.
Hi.
What up?
Hi. Morning, Wiggy.
What's good?
How was the Matt Light shootout? Did you make it?
Oh, man, I made it down there. It was a vibe. It was a great event. Shout out to Matt Castle. He won the celebrity shoot-off.
Oh.
Pretty good shooter. Got
really?
A nice, they gave gifted him a nice engraved gun with you know, Matt Light Foundation on it.
Nice.
So shout out to him. Saw a bunch of the boys down there.
I thought you had declared yesterday on the program that you were a wildly accurate shooter.
When it came to clays.
No, not
the clays. We were shooting at the stationary targets. I tried the clay shooting with the shotgun. That is a whole nother level.
It's hard.
You know who's pretty good at it?
Who?
Our boy Chris Scott from...
Capital Grill?
Yes.
Not Courtney's person.
No.
He is my person.
The rest of us like him.
Courtney, I love him.
Especially now that I know he can shoot targets. Biggest fan.
That is hard to do. Have you ever tried that?
I have, yeah.
And the kick on that thing is ridiculous.
The hard one, I think I mentioned it yesterday briefly, but the hard one is the rabbits, the clays that are rolling along the ground.
Yeah.
Did you?
No, I didn't do that one. I had a couple. I couldn't hit those. I was like, I'm just sticking to the regular... You know, pistols and rifles at the little beginning part, which was really cool.
Did they have like a Trump statue that people were shooting at? Because that seems like the day-to-day America that we're currently living in.
No. I mean, I think there were some Trump supporters there.
Some
Kamala supporters, man. Whoever you vote for.
Her name is not that hard to say.
What, Kamala?
It's Kamala.
Kamala, whatever. Whoever you vote for is who you vote for. I like you no matter what.
You've worked with Wiggy for 3 years.
No, I know, but
he's not a name person.
I screw up names more than anybody. Yeah. But, like, she has said over and over again, it's like saying comma.
Mm-hmm.
Like a comma. Yeah. Kamala.
Well, all right, whatever.
I'm just shocked that Wiggy didn't say that old backup when he was talking about Castle, that he remembered his name.
No, Castle's a great guest. First time I actually met him. So
really? You never met Matt Castle before?
Yeah, I mean, our paths didn't cross playing together.
Yeah.
But there was, you know, Copeland was there, good dude.
The man led the New England Patriots to an 11-5 record in the absence of Tom Brady and Curtis. That, from my perspective, was all about one guy. And you know who that one guy is?
Ernie Adams. You mean the team that went down 7 wins year to year?
His initials are BB. But I don't want to start anything this morning.
No, don't.
Curtis, did you make it to Pearl Jam last night?
I did not.
Oh,
I was there virtually. Just couldn't make it. But I will say this. The story Ken posted gave me serious FOMO.
You don't really like doing things at night.
Not at all.
Yeah.
To be candidly. I mean, the things I enjoy to do are just generally with James. And I don't think he's a big Pearl Jam fan. But in general... I would say that it's been a great summer at Fenway Park off the field in terms of concerts. Could you imagine 20 years ago if the Red Sox fall below 500 and they're cleaning up after the third Eddie Vedder concert? Like, the city would be on fire.
I don't know how I happened to see it because I don't follow him, but I randomly saw a tweet yesterday from the great Fred Lynn.
Wow.
Who is probably, I'm guessing, in his 80s. And there he was, smack dab on Twitter, suggesting that in 1975, when I was a 9-year-old, the Boston Red Sox won 9 in a row to finish the season and get in when it came to the playoffs and eventually get to that great 1975 World Series. So it's not over yet, Curtis.
It is not over.
According to Fred Lynn and others, it is not over yet.
Are we four or five games back now?
Five.
Yeah. I have an autograph from Fred Lynn somewhere.
You do?
Yeah, somewhere in, you know.
Did he sign the snowball picture?
No. It's from one of his Red Sox pitches.
I have that,
and I think a Dwight Evans signed jersey.
Evans, Fred Lynn, great outfield. I mean, Fred Lynn, great center fielder.
You know the number one sign you're a masshole? You did the Dewey batting stance in Little League.
Everybody did the Dewey.
Or Plantier, one of the two.
Well, we got a lot to get to this morning. Bruins training camp gets underway. It may be without Jeremy Swayman. Is that anybody's lead? Shime, if anybody would have that lead, you would have that lead this morning.
No. I'd be happy to pivot in that direction.
You don't have to.
Like,
no. I was just asking before we chatted about it right now.
Not my lead today.
I was whispered to yesterday about Jeremy Swayman.
Do you have a cocoa bomb?
A little bit.
Do you want to go with your cocoa bomb now, or is that your lead?
It wasn't my lead.
Oh, all right. Cocoa bomb. Do we have any kind of an intro or any kind of zip-zap sound effects for the cocoa bomb? I think she was pretty accurate on her Celtics Sam Kennedy cocoa bomb. So time now for a cocoa bomb.
I was told a deal is done.
Done.
Wow.
Done.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
breaking.
A massive
Hold
news.
On.
That's
this yeah. is going to be bigger than my Lucic scoop. I just hope Scott gives Courtney credit on this one.
So, how's your sourcing on this?
Sourcing is good.
Why, is it solo sourcing? Do we have a backup? What's the
two sources?
Two sources.
Oh,
wow.
Wow. You.
Too soon.
Cocoa bomb.
Rich
Cocoa
Keith
bomb.
Might have to step aside after this one.
I was told deal is done.
Okay.
Wow.
Is it lengthy?
I was not told any specifics about deal, only that it was done.
Okay. I'm writing this right now. Breaking. Courtney Cox is reporting that the Bruins and Jeremy Swayman are in agreement on a new contract.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Excellent.
All right,
excellent.
Courtney.
Okay,
excellent.
Coco.
That's Courtney it. Never talks about sports.
Hey. I have one request. You do that the rest of the day in that voice.
Two massive cocoa bombs.
That's what I was told. I wouldn't be surprised if it's announced today.
Yeah.
Well, Don, I thought it was going to be announced last night. I texted you guys last night saying something's coming.
Don Sweeney will address the media at some point today. I think before noon or at noon. So
should be interesting.
We will be able to see how accurate this particular cocoa bomb is.
Would you say on a new long-term extension or just new
contract? I do not know length or...
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Courtney Cox is reporting that the Bruins and Jeremy Swayman have agreed on a new deal.
Yeah,
yep. That was the whisper.
All right.
Also,
hopefully, it's a long-term deal. If I would guess, it's somewhere probably in the $8.5 million range.
I'm going to
also
tag
Curtis,
Elliot
before,
Friedman.
Did you send that out yet?
No.
If you could, before you do at the bottom, just add source TikTok.
It was not TikTok.
It was not, okay.
It was in person.
All
not
right.
even in writing.
Okay. All right.
I discovered this while having NyQuil chicken. Okay.
You plugged in into that hockey world too. You rubbed some elbows with the hockey people.
I don't know.
Oh God. Right off the bat here, I'm looking at the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. And this texter is absolutely correct. Greg, please apologize to Fred Lynn. He is only 72 years young. So, Fred Lynn, my apologies, my sincere apologies if you're listening to the program, wherever you are, the great Freddie Lynn. All right, we have a lot to get to. That includes our leads coming up in just about 15 minutes or so. My lead, Curtis, you're not going to believe this. I don't believe it. My lead, a compliment, a positive thing to say about something that the mayor of the city of Boston is about to undertake. So I will get to that, and we'll get to the rest of our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes on this show.
Get on board. Let's go. Mayor Wu for president.
They said it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, and we will definitely converse about what Aaron Rodgers said when actually complimenting someone else. In this case, it happens to be a member of the New England Patriots secondary. So, Aaron Rodgers in advance.
In this economy?
Aaron Rodgers complimenting others and getting ready certainly for that game tomorrow night with the New England Patriots. Speaking of the Patriots, today is sort of a Patriots Friday on a Wednesday, so we will talk to Jelani Tavai, New England Patriots linebacker, at around 7:30 this morning. And then we will get to Courtney and today's news at 7:45. And today's news includes PB&J rage, which led to violence in Illinois. So is there a better, we probably don't have time, but is there a more renowned sandwich? This is probably too lengthy of a discussion to have right now. I should have saved this.
When have we paid attention to the clock?
Is there a more renowned sandwich in the history of sandwiches? And don't say ham and Swiss. Is there a more renowned sandwich in the history of sandwiches than the peanut butter and jelly?
In New England, I would say peanut butter and fluff.
Fluff and nutter, yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
The grilled cheese?
I would go with the grilled cheese.
You would go with the grilled cheese.
I'm with you, Shime. I'd go grilled cheese. I would rather a grilled cheese over a peanut butter and
I'm
jelly.
I'm not asking what you would choose.
Well, I would say most people would grilled cheese.
I'm just asking when times are tough, when situations are dire, and when times are good, and when things are happy, oftentimes the go-to is the peanut butter and jelly. It is simple. You have the ingredients at all times.
Grilled cheese.
I don't like jelly.
Really?
Not everybody does like jelly. Guy. And you said when times are tough.
Yeah.
When times are tough, what are the two things that you can always get?
Government cheese.
Government cheese and powdered milk. So with government cheese,
You don't need powdered milk for a grilled cheese
sandwich. No, but that's what they always give you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they give you government cheese or powdered milk.
I think people, like, let's just talk about guys. Like bachelors.
Dudes.
You're more likely to have the ingredients for the PB&J on hand in a pinch than you are the grilled cheese.
No, see, I would disagree. I would think the grilled cheese, you're more
you
like...
You can have peanut butter in your cabinet for years.
It's like your cream cheese in your fridge.
Correct.
But the jelly is the one that you might not always have. Cheese you always got.
No, that's not true. Some people are cutting back. Times are tough in this economy. In this economy, people are cutting back.
I would ask you this right now. If we went into 100 homes, what am I more likely to find?
Peanut butter.
Or jelly?
I don't have jelly in mine.
You don't have any jelly?
No, but I have tons of cheese.
See?
Yeah.
That's my point.
We always have peanut butter.
Peanut butter, I get that.
Yeah.
Because peanut butter
lasts
forever.
You also have a dog, so of course you always have peanut butter.
Peanut butter always lasts forever. We're not talking about peanut butter by itself. We're talking about peanut butter and jelly.
Mm-hmm.
But you always have cheese.
Yeah.
So you can always do a grilled cheese.
See, look at that 771 texter making a PB&J for lunch as you speak.
All right.
Case closed.
Probably Andy Hart.
What, is he a big PB&J guy?
At least pre-awakened, that's all he ate. He ate PB&Js every single day.
Yeah. Well, that and hot takes.
Right. True.
What was bread of, do you know his bread of choice?
I think it was a wheat.
Mm.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. Gross.
No.
Life's too short.
Might have just been a white bread. Yes. I know you think white bread is succulent, but.
No, it has to, the PB&J especially has to be on white bread.
Ugh, I don't like it on white bread. I put it on Italian bread.
Well, that's also white bread.
Yeah. No, it isn't. Like white scally bread? Yeah, it's way different than your regular, Wonder Bread.
No, but okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. It's not worth the. I agree with you. I think I love it on. I would if I had a peanut butter sandwich, I would have it on scally bread.
Yeah, I can eat scally bread. White bread, so like Wonder Bread. I'm like, ugh.
Look, 413 text. Hello, Western Massachusetts. Just made a PB&J this morning for lunch. I'm 30 years old. So there you go.
How do you feel about Uncrustables? Because I think a lot of 30 plus year olds
made ahead of time for you.
No, they come in the little plastic.
Yeah, no.
You keep them in the freezer.
Hot pockets of PB&Js.
Yeah, they're delicious.
How lazy are you if you can't make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for yourself? How lazy are you?
But being honest, I think they're really good on the golf course.
On the golf course?
Yep.
No, what?
Because at the turn, at the turn, they'll give you one.
You put it in a microwave?
No, you eat it frozen.
One eats a hot dog at the turn, please.
No, I don't like hot dogs.
What is wrong with you?
So you eat a peanut butter and jelly frozen?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds
disgusting. Well, the Uncrustables, they're delicious.
No.
Chime?
I'm not a big Uncrustable guy, to be honest. I'm sorry.
Yeah, think about all the preservatives and crap that they have to put into what otherwise would be a lovely sandwich.
Oh.
Also, Shime is frustrated at when he hits the turn, he shot a smooth 60 on the front. So
I actually had a great day yesterday in my league.
Okay, we got a break.
What was so great about it?
Well, no, I shot a 40.
Where?
Crystal Lake in Haverhill. It's where I play my league every Tuesday.
How'd you do on the windmill hole?
There is no windmill hole, Greg. It's an actual golf course. Thank you very much. Not a mini golf course.
I didn't know Mick Golf was down there.
Any witnesses?
Yeah, I played with three other guys.
Oh, really?
Kicked the crap out of the guys we were facing this week.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. I gave him the old what to have force. Won the last five holes straight.
Huh. Did you walk away with some cash?
No. No,
it's his league.
Yeah,
remember, it's in his league.
Do you trash talk?
It's league play. No, I don't trash talk. Okay. These guys are really nice.
Oh, good.
We are going to be next Thursday. We are at Foxwoods for the Echo Store Invitational, and we have lined up a PGA Tour professional for the show.
All right.
So I will discuss that at some point later on.
Big get.
All right. We have a lot to get to, including what is trending with Courtney right this moment.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I'm going to be honest with you this morning. I took these chocolates that are supposed to be. No. They're not.
Gummies?
No. They're not like that. They're from Whole Foods, and they're supposed to give you energy. I'm feeling spooky.
Oh.
Like, I feel good, but in a spooky way. Oh, so I don't know where I'm going to go this morning. Okay.
And full moon.
Oh, gosh.
You need some, like, normal energy pick you up?
Well, I was nervous that the energy drinks that I
was... Wake up water. All natural.
You were nervous, why?
That the energy drinks were giving me that heartburn that I was feeling.
Yeah.
So now I found these at Whole Foods, and today is my trial run.
I see.
So far, so good.
Okay.
Wake up, water.
I know. Wiki sorry. Put anything on it, and
Mitch,
it'll be like, oh, okay.
She'll buy it.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, these chocolates give you more energy. Okay, $47.99.
Thought though I had happy pancakes.
I feel so different.
I do feel, it could be placebo, but I feel good. Mitch, if you could just put the camera solely on Wiggy for a second so you could get that ad.
What? The wake up water?
Wake up water.
Thank you. Clip that.
To boost you in your morning.
Well, at least maybe you can blame the chocolates for that horrid take that one would bring crustables to a golf course and
it's
eat them at
the
course.
They're called uncrustables.
You go, as the texter says, you go from a legit cocoa bomb on Jeremy Swayman to that horrendous take.
Yeah.
Greg, to be fair, 774 text, we always bring a box of uncrustables to the golf course.
Yeah.
And to the kids' soccer game. Okay.
They're for everyone. The Red Sox fall to the Rays 8-3 last night. Nick Pivetta went 4 2/3, giving up 4 runs on 5 hits while striking out 6. They've got another one with the Rays tonight. 6:50 first pitch against Tampa Bay with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 5:50 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. In football, Tua has been placed on IR. He'll miss at least the next 4 games, so that means they will be without Tua for the October 6th matchup with the Pats. LeBron James is rooting for Bryce Young. He took to X yesterday to show his support after the benching of Young, tweeting, "Bryce Young, hold your head, Young," and then I think it's a king emoji that he used.
Uh-huh.
Rooting for you, and no, this ain't on you. Continue to put in the work, and it shall prevail.
Okay.
All right, King.
All right.
September is National Suicide Prevention Month. Learn the warning signs, register for your local Out of the Darkness walk, and donate to help stop suicide. Learn more at the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention at afsp.org/Massachusetts. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I got to tell you, those energy chocolates paying dividends.
Yep.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
58 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high 77.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Apparently, it's just going to be an apology tour all morning for me. So I offered one for the great Fred Lynn at the start of the show this morning. And now, 617 texter says, I owe Courtney one. I will read the text verbatim. Greg's former course of choice, the International in Bolton, offers Uncrustables on the course.
Thank you.
Apparently in some sort of a cooler or what have.
All right.
So I apologize. Not a horrible take, I guess.
Please say verbatim.
You may need some energy chocolates this morning.
Maybe on that topic. So Courtney had energy chocolates. And I need you to be honest, Courtney, okay?
Yeah.
What's your favorite food that you tell us you love the most? Kind of off the main list that people would generally choose.
Popcorn.
Did you start eating popcorn because of smart food?
No. And I'm offended. I'm telling you, like, I feel this big force of energy coursing through my veins.
There you go. Okay.
There we go. All Nailed right. it.
Excellent. That's great.
I took two of them.
You sure there was no THC in any of them?
No, none. It's sold at Whole Foods.
All right.
She's powering up like a superhero.
781 text on the Subaru of New England text line. Who is the professional golfer who is the big get for the show next week?
Tiger Woods.
It's not Tiger.
Colin Montgomery.
No, it is Jake Knapp, who is a rookie, had just finished his rookie season, or is finishing his rookie season. Shime, am I correct about that?
Correct.
But did win won a tour event this season.
Yes, he did.
Played in the Masters. And so he will join us next Thursday. We are doing a show at Foxwoods for the Echo Store Invitational. So
yeah, he won the Mexico Open at Vedanta.
Excellent.
At Vedanta, yeah. That's a tough one.
all right. Well, we're going to get to They Said It at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And then Jelani Tavai, New England Patriots linebacker, will join us at 7:30 this morning.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Well, for me, thank you, Shine. For me, it is the post-anticipated concert of the summer. I cannot wait for tonight at Fenway Park. And I'm excited, as I mentioned yesterday, wondering how, because when you listen to the commercials, Shime, they sell it as Post Malone and all of his country, like a country show tonight.
That is correct.
So I don't know that I'm going to get any old Post this evening. I don't know how he's going to do. They're all collabs, so I don't know how he's going to do it. I guess they're probably going to play the track of whoever he's singing with.
That, but I'm looking at the set list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised with how many old stuff there is.
So he does play some old stuff.
Yeah. Good ones, too. Right. Well, Wiggy would actually enjoy this concert.
Oh, Wiggy. Okay.
And to be fair, the Red Sox advertised their team as a contender. So
does he play White Iverson?
He sure does.
Congratulations.
Would you like to go tonight?
No, I can't. I can't. I'll be leaving. I'm headed to Florida after the show. Yeah,
Florida.
Yeah, Florida, not like the rest of us.
We're in the middle of the fall ratings period.
I'll be on tomorrow.
Oh,
I ain't missing anything.
Wait, you're on. You're going to be on tomorrow from Florida?
Yep. Thursday and Friday.
What are you doing in Florida?
I have an event I got to do Thursday.
Everybody here is his autograph, so he's got to go out of state now.
Yeah, that's where I have to go.
Is it like some sort of a reunion event at Centerfolds, or what are you doing?
I wish it was, but it's not.
What are you doing?
It's just a regular autograph event that I got to do.
Hold on a second. You're being flown to Florida for an autograph event?
That is correct, Gregory.
Are you getting paid?
Courtney.
Courtney, of course. What do you think? He's going down there for...
Right.
That's nice. Good for you.
For ish and giggles?
Well, I mean...
Is it like some sort of specific thing? Like, is it a...
It's for the... what's it called? The Hard Rock Hotel in the Jets-Patriots game.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez. I... Who are the other A-listers who are in attendance?
There's only one A-lister, Greg.
Did he have to cancel?
No. Okay. It's not a freak-off.
Okay.
It's, just a, it's not one of them.
Thank you for clarifying.
There will be no baby oil there.
Okay. Let me tell you, Ken, very nervous about this trip.
Really? He is?
What's he got to be nervous about?
Well, I mean, logistically speaking...
I'm going to a studio down there.
Do you know how far away the studio is from your hotel?
Yeah, it's like... 35 minutes.
Ken says an hour.
Huh?
Ken, I would double check that.
After the show, Courtney and I are just talking to Ken. Mm-hmm. You know, rating's good, Greg.
35 minutes.
Courtney and I, two people who are not exactly technologically savvy. I'll just speak for myself. I'm a moron. And we each at separate times have used the Comrex. Courtney did it down in Fort Myers area. I did it in Jupiter with my family. And it's not hard. Like, no. If I can do it, literally anybody can do it.
I used the Comrex when we had the stupid COVID thing. But I don't think I'm not sure if I'm on Comrex or because I'm going to a studio down there.
Right now you are not on Comrex. Yeah. But I think that it would make more sense and probably be less foolproof. Not saying that it's just logistically speaking, getting an Uber, getting there an hour early to be there for 6 a.m. seems like a lot.
We're trying to help Wiggy out.
I have a rent-a-car. I'll leave the hotel at 4:45. I'll be at the studio at 5:40.
Perfect.
He's a grown-ass man.
Yeah, I mean.
But wouldn't you, Wiggy,
I was just trying to help.
Greg, so if this were you, wouldn't you rather in your hotel find either a conference room or your room and just hit the elevator button down? And then
That I would do, but Ken said... He doesn't trust the hotel and the Comrex.
Especially the Wi-Fi in the hotel.
Yeah. No, there's a hard wire. You can get an Ethernet cord, I'm sure. I don't think it's overwhelmed at 6 a.m. at the Hard Rock Casino on a Thursday.
Also, Wiggy is a huge, City Wiggy is a huge elevator shamer. Courtney and I experienced that the other night at our Cisco team building.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a stair hardo?
No, he mocks and ridicules you if your elevators aren't up to the same standards that his are.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought that was normal for all elevators now.
He was mocking me because you actually have to press the button for the floor that you live on.
When you get in the elevator.
At echelon.
What, you don't, Wiggy?
No. Some sort of sophisticated... very expensive, elaborate thing. And he spent probably 20 minutes... Courtney will verify.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I had asked.
Making fun of me because I don't live in the same highfalutin type of place that he lives in.
If your building's got $6 million condos in there, and now some kid can go in and hit every floor.
Well, you have to have a fob.
Yeah, I know, but in the building I live in, I thought this was most new buildings in the city. You have a fob, and outside of the elevator is like this electronic iPad-looking screen. No. You hit the fob, and then your floor comes up, and you press your floor, and then you get in the elevator.
I mean, we just go old school where I am.
So you go in the elevator, and there's like 1, 2, 3, right. 4, all the way up.
All the floors, you just press a button.
Right. Don't even need a fob. You just go right in.
Yeah, well, you don't use the elevator. You live in a 4-floor building.
Yeah, sometimes.
So you will be live from Florida tomorrow morning and Friday morning.
Tomorrow morning and Friday.
And that means that after watching the game tomorrow night, you'll have to be up at 4:45 or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always up.
Yeah, right.
I'm never late. Am I ever late?
No, never. No. I don't think you've ever been late, really.
Not really.
I think was once, because we were all very concerned.
I've never been late.
Yes. Yeah, there was one time.
You never let your night job. Twice, if you consider the boomer thing, too.
The what thing?
Boomer.
What's the boomer thing? I wasn't late for that.
Yeah, you were. But
no, I wasn't. Because guess what? What time boomer start on this Monday down at Gillette?
He's always on by 6:20.
No.
By
5:30 it started.
No. Well,
started at 5:30 this Monday.
But it's supposed to be 5:20.
No, it was like 5:20, I think.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't because somebody came strolling in about 5:25.
No. And Wiggy. That was the first week I was there. I was there at 5:25.
Right.
Yes, this week I was there early.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so 5:30.
It's supposed to be 5:20.
You were late once, though, because I think there was an accident on the bridge, and it took you forever to get through there and get here. And Open was finishing.
Right. So I wasn't late.
I wasn't finished. That means it's like 6:02.
No. Late is when the open's done and Greg starts talking and you're not in here.
That was before you got the light and siren array for the top of your vehicle.
That is right.
I think you got from a handicapped, your handicapped
mother. No, my buddy's a cop. So they had some lying around after they took him out of an old Suburban.
Okay, anyway, we got to get to Leeds. Shime, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So this data came out from Fantasy Points yesterday. Jalen Polk currently leads all rookie receivers in separation win rate. So for those of you who believe that it's a talent issue, that's why we can't throw the football, I would tend to disagree, because Jalen Polk is winning at a 31.6% rate and gaining that kind of separation, which means he's open probably even more than that, which means that Pop Douglas is probably also open.
Yep.
And if you watch the All-22, you can see these guys are open. And so it's therefore then a quarterback issue, and a guy can't distribute the ball properly. And so I would just like to point out that that means this team has room for growth. So, if you were to, insert a quarterback that could actually hit these receivers that are open down the field, your offense might be better. You'd be more balanced. You don't have to rely quite as much on Ramondre Stevenson. And maybe you actually are a playoff team. And come to find out, you still have a 43% chance to make the playoffs at this current moment. So,
to play devil's advocate, because some will want me to.
Of course.
What is it that suggests to you that a guy who has yet to play a single down in the NFL in the regular season will be able to see those wide receivers that Jacoby Brissett, a 10, 11-year veteran, is not?
Greg, I think that's an excellent question. Thank you so much for asking that. I believe that Drake May is just simply a better thrower of the football, a better passer of the football, which allows him to, look elsewhere than 5 yards down from the line of scrimmage.
Okay.
Because Jacoby Brissett, his whole thing is, I don't turn the football over. So if he senses any risk, it's check down city. And that's all he's been doing the entire season. I mean, granted, it's been 2 weeks, but that's all he's done for 2 weeks. And Drake May will not do that. Drake May will take risks.
All right. I think it's time, Shime. I agree with you.
All right. After the Jets game? Okay.
I think it's time. Right. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So, audio, don't have it yet regarding Bill Belichick and five teams he would consider. So I'm just going to abbreviate the lead and say, if you think or thought, as Courtney and Shime did, that Bill Belichick was not returning to coaching, the first 2 weeks of the NFL season should give you cause to reconsider. There is no shot in hell he is not going to coach. He should be coaching in the NFL. And I believe Wiggy was right, will be proven prescient. Bill to the Jets is 1,000% on the table.
Really?
If I'm Bill, and people misjudge the fact that I'm angry at him all the time.
Yeah.
I respect deeply the pettiness. Like, God love you. I'm so glad he's finally showing us his true self. I mean that. Bert Breer said this last night on Comcast. It was a great point. Like, I don't want him to not talk like this. I think it's revealing that this is who he is. But I don't ever want anybody to stifle their personality. So I think he wants to clearly rub it in the face of Robert Kraft, and he has many reasons to do so.
Mm.
So whatever animus he has for the Jets provide two things. One, in the division, get to play the Patriots twice. And his mentor never won at all with the Jets. He could go to the Jets and do something Parcells didn't do and try and win a Super Bowl there. So I think Wiggy may be proven to be brilliant once again.
And what you call the pettiness is the indicator to you that he still has a score to settle, essentially, is what you're saying.
This is a guy that's just getting a new, because we all saw, rightfully so, the change in disposition and how he was happier, he was a different guy than what we had seen for 25 years. But what you heard this week is the competitive juices flowing in him, feeling like he was done dirty and that he could still do a better job than people that are currently coaching right now.
Excellent lead, Curtis. Thank
you.
Good job, Curtis.
We will get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead, which is it's a positive lead about our mayor.
Oh.
And I didn't think in my lifetime that we would see this in the city of Boston, and we are about to. So we'll get to the rest of the leads next. Tomorrow on this show, the head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien, at 6:45 this morning in about 40 minutes, We'll talk with Jelani Tavai of the New England Patriots as they get ready for the Jets tomorrow night. But there are some leads left this morning. Hello, Courtney.
Hello, good morning, everybody. And I know that Curtis just finished his lead and said, you know, despite what people think, he does not hate Bill Belichick. Well, I am one of those people, and I always felt like there was some underlying issue that maybe we just didn't know about. Why does Curtis hate Bill Belichick?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I think a lot of people ask.
Yeah.
They don't get it.
I think I now know. Uh-huh. Because Bill was coming for his job. Devin McCourty was on This Is Football and talked about this, and it all makes sense.
This is my rookie year. We're playing the Jets on a Monday night, so we're doing a nighttime walkthrough Sunday night before the game. And he grabs all the corners, and he grabs me, and he says, hey, when we're running down this sideline, the way the wind pattern is in our stadium going towards the open end, the wind whirls like this. So the ball's going to look like it's going further than what it is, but it's going to hit that wind, and it's just going to drop. So when you're running on this side, make sure you turn around and get your head back. And I remember sitting there like, really, dude, the wind pattern? And sure enough, I get a go ball on that side against Braylon Edwards. I turn, and then I look back at him, and then I remember, like what Bill said, I turn my head back, ball drops right in my lap, get an interception. From that point on, there was nothing a guy could tell me that I would be like, nope, I believe in everything. I was drinking the Kool-Aid heavy after that.
Bill Weathersmoke Belichick.
He would make a great one.
He really is one. I mean, there you go. You always talk about how Bill Belichick was able to make guys miss, make guys
better.
Win games.
Yeah.
This is why.
All right.
Curtis.
That explains it.
We now know.
I feel seen.
Yeah, that explains it all.
Could you imagine Bill defending a bad forecast on social media? That would be priceless. And Reiner, by the way, has said it was going to rain the last 2 weeks consecutively. Wrong every day.
But it is.
No, ricochet shot.
Shots fired.
I don't think Jeremy Reiner has been saying that, Curtis.
No, it's a joke, everybody. Okay, go outside, breathe air. I love Jeremy
Reiner.
We
haven't had a lot of rain at all around
here.
It's coming tomorrow.
Is it really?
Yep.
We need it.
Yeah.
We need the rain.
It'll really help those living bus shelters that have the plants on top.
But again, one of those things that made Bill really, really, really special.
Yeah, and it'll make him special next year when he lands his new job.
Yeah, when he's coaching again.
Yes.
And just to clarify, I don't want to speak for Shime, but I know Curtis said that Courtney and Shime did believe. I still do believe that Bill Belichick will not be coaching.
You still believe it?
Yes.
You do too, Shime?
Yeah, firmly.
Oh, okay.
Keith and Jones had a caller on yesterday, I believe, was at the Philly game and said Belichick and what's the owner's name?
Jeffrey Lurie.
Were like basically
hand in hand. Well, it would seem like, based on what I saw, that it would be impossible for that to happen because he had Matt Patricia following him around like his errand boy when he was down there for Monday Night Football. Is Matt Patricia the new Bears?
Right. Oh, I felt like you were to say he's like his Bobes.
Yeah. He probably is.
But
Bobes will be at Post Malone with me tonight. I love Bobes.
I see Bobes all the time. Yeah. He is a tall glass of sun tea. But I would say this, Greg. I have been wrong about saying, I think Courtney brought it up first, about mid-season hires, that Bill might do that before she says he's not coaching, which it could totally happen. Wouldn't this be an opportunity if the Eagles suck, if they're 1-4 or something, where this team is ready-made to win now, they bring Bill in mid-season, Bill gets extra time to get those wins that he wants to stockpile, and he could change. I don't know. It's very rare, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Antonio Pierce last year with the Giants, it's usually an interim guy on the staff outside of Jeff Saturday, which was a totally outside-the-box move. Like I don't know. That seemed like something that could potentially happen.
You said Antonio Pierce Giants. You meant Raiders or no?
Oh, right, from the Giants on the Raiders staff, right?
All right, excellent. Thank you very much. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. Mine will be quick here. And talk about a guy that was in all types of turmoil that completely flipped it and turned this whole thing around. And we haven't really, I don't know how many people have kept their eyes on it, but Shohei chasing history, the first player to potentially be in the 50-50 club. And like that whole Shohei gambling thing.
That thing went away quick.
Went away quick. Right. And then he has the season that he's having now. And You know, his 11 games left, and there's looks like there's a really good chance he's going to make it. He's at 48 home runs and 48 stolen bases. So anytime he gets on base, believe me, they're going to be like, try to go ahead and steal a base. But think about all that and where we are right now. And once he, you know, ultimately if he does hit that 50-50 club, how much, you know, praise we'll be talking about Shohei and what a season he had. And, I mean, obviously the Dodgers are going to make the playoffs and everything. Just, it's one of those things, man, when you could play and you're that good, everything else goes away.
Yeah. All right, great point, Wiggy. Thank you. We're going to take a quick break. So we'll get to my lead next. And then they said it, quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And Aaron Rodgers actually complimenting somebody else. And it happens to be somebody on the New England Patriots. So we'll get to that after my lead next.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.